Okay, so we continue now. Again, this is June 2nd. Again, maybe put on the hat. Here we have. Okay, anyway, we lost something. Okay, we're starting again. So now we take the next passage. So, Tenahi Sivaka.
Tenahi Sivaka.
Tang Yev Eta Patipuchami.
Tang Yev Eta Patipuchami.
Yutta Te Kameya.
Yutta Te Kameya.
Tata Nang Byakure Yasi. Okay, this is sort of cutting into the middle of a discussion between the Buddha and a wandering ascetic named Sivaka. So that's why Tenahi means something like well then, or in that case. But, you know, the exact reference we can't see because we don't have the earlier part of the dialogue here. Okay, now we have this Tang Yev Eta, which it's a little bit, might be a little puzzling, but it's really simply the tongue, T-A-M, with a dot under it. So tongue yeva is, maybe it's, so the tongue here is the acute, it's the second person pronoun, that's you, in the accusative. If you look in the table for the pronouns, you'll see.
Bhante, could you show us the board instead of your screen?
Let me write it. That's a good point. Let me write it on the screen.
We're still looking at page.
Yeah, I know. 24. I know. I'm going to flip through. Sorry.
Thank you. That's okay.
Okay. Do you see it changing now?
Yes.
Okay. So tongue yev eta is actually, it's the tongue. You see this on page 68 where they have the table for the declension of the word meaning you. You see the nominative is tvang. Then the accusative is tongue. So this is you. Then Ava is just that sort of emphatic word. It's sometimes not translatable, but it just puts a little emphasis on the word. Then Eta means here, but here it has the sense of about this. That is, here in regard to this topic. Obviously, they had started a discussion, some discussion, and probably Sivaka had asked the Buddha about some topic, and then the Buddha, instead of just giving a straight answer, he's going to, this is something like the Socratic method, though maybe we call it the Buddhaic method, of drawing out the answer from Sivaka himself. So he says, in that case, Sivaka, then Patipuchami is to question. You know, Puchami is to ask, and then Patipuchami sort of implies that it's going to be a series of questions. You know, not just one question, but repeated questions. So the Buddha is saying, I think Patipuchami could be first person singular imperative. Let me question you, sort of with a little emphasis on that you, like I'm throwing the ball back into your, hitting the ball back into your court. Let me question you yourself about this. And then we have yata te kameya. Oh, I see. We didn't do this together then. Did we do this together?
We did the first sentence.
No. I thought we did. Yeah, we did that. I'm just saying it to start explaining it. So yata te kameya goes with tata nang byakare yasi. And what case? What a form? Kind of verbs are these?
No.
This is the actual verb. This is the optative verb, not future passive participle, but this is the optative verb. And the idiom is a little peculiar in English. So let me first give the way I would translate it. Not trying to follow the cases of the Pali, but to give a straight translation, I would say you should answer in the way that you think, or you should answer as it seems to you to be the case. That is the meaning, the sense. But now the way it's constructed, of course, yata is, and tata are twins, or so that yata is the relative, as such and such is the case, tata in just that way, thus. Then what's peculiar for us is the te kameya. See, ordinarily we would say, as you think, so you should answer. But in Pali it would be something like, as it would agree to you. I just don't know how to put this in a meaningful way in English. Let's just see the way they have it. Oh, maybe that's good. As seems good. Oh, that seems to work. Okay. As it would seem good, that's kameya, as it would seem good te, to you, taping this short form of the pronoun Tui Hung to you. That's 68. We have the genitive dative Tava or Tui Hung for the singular. But then we have this, what's called the enclitic form on page 69, the top, for instrumental dative genitive te. So the te is that short form that only goes inside a sentence, not at the beginning of a sentence. Here I think it's dative to you. So as it may seem good to you, tutta, in such a way, then the verb biakaroti means to answer or to explain. And here it is the optative verb. You should answer nung, that. Or you should declare that. You know, whatever seems to be right to you, you should declare that. You should answer that. Do you get it? It's quite idiomatic, so you just have to get familiar with the way of expression. Okay, so now the Buddha starts the questioning. So he says, Tang King Manyasi Sivaka. Santang va ajatang lobang.
Santang va ajatang
lobang. Ati me ajatang loboti pajanasi.
Ati me ajatang loboti pajanasi.
Santang va ajatang lobang.
Santang va ajatang lobang.
Nati me ajatang lo boti pajanasi.
Nati me ajatang lo boti pajanasi.
Okay, so Tang King Manyasi, that's the way the Buddha always opens up a session of questioning. So it's, what do you think about this, O Sivaka? And then comes the question, okay, first we have Santang Ajatang Lobang, and that is the object of Pajanasi. So Pajanasi is, do you know, do you understand? Then santang is, does anybody know what grammatical form this is?
Santang is the past participle?
Not the past participle.
It's the present participle.
Right, it's the present participle mm-hmm. of the verb to be, ati. Mm-hmm. And this is what case?
If it's a neuter, it should be nominative?
No. Now, the way to judge the case, you see, santang, existing, it means existing or present, mm-hmm. and it goes with lobang. So now, loba, if you just say lobang, you don't know, is it neuter or masculine? Mm-hmm. But you read a little further and you see, ati me ajatang lobo. So that's sort of like a signal. Ah, loba is a masculine because we have the nominative lobo. So then lobang, what case?
Accusative.
Right, it's the accusative. And then the reason it's the accusative, because it's the object of pajanasi. So it's existing internal greed pajanasi, you know, and then you know it in this way, ati me ajatang lobo, ati, there is, me, for me, or in English we would say in me, but Pali would be for me, there is for me internally within greed. So one understands greed existing internally, thus there is for me greed internally. Got it? Does this seem understandable? If you don't understand it, say that. Let me do it this way. Anybody who, for whom this isn't clear, raise the hand. Don't be embarrassed. And people online, well, I see everybody except Satchananda. So it's not clear for you, Aya Santusika. Is that correct?
I'm a little bit lost. I'm a little bit lost, I'm afraid, Bhante.
Okay, don't be embarrassed. For the people here for whom it's quite clear, raise your hand. No, one, two, three people raise their hands. And now we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for whom it is neva utano na, I think it would be gudo, obscure. Okay, now, this is a bit hard to explain for those who don't have English as a natural language. Now, when somebody in Pali, when it's describing the way somebody thinks or reflects on themselves, the way they reflect on themselves, it's provided like a direct quotation. It's a little bit like, you know, the comic books? Did you ever look at an American comic book? Probably even in the Taiwan comic book. You know, when the comic book, it's not like the novel. The novel will say, when her boyfriend left her, the girl felt very sad. But in the comic book, when the boy leaves the girl, then you see little bubbles coming out from the girl's head. And then there's like a cloud above her head. And then in the little cloud, she's thinking, oh, Romeo has left me. I'm so miserable. I want to jump off a cliff. So in the same, a similar way, the way it's shown in the Pali Suttas, the way people reflect on themselves, it comes like a bubble showing what they're actually thinking, like a little cloud showing what they're thinking. So it doesn't say, like if we were maybe, if I were an English, an American novelist writing, I would say that when this person had a thought of greed, he knew that he had a thought of greed. But in Pali, it's expressed when you have a thought of greed, you know, I have a thought of greed, or in me, there is greed. Got it? Understand?
here, Bhante? Mm-hmm. May, is it genitive?
May, I think it would be, you know, as I said, the line between dative and genitive is sometimes hard to draw. Here, I think probably it leans towards the dative. For me, there is for me greed internally. And the greed that's present internally is the direct object of pajanasi, of one you know. So he's saying, okay, Sivaka, do you know greed existing internally within you? There is for me greed internally. Okay, so that's the first possibility. Wait, let me just finish the second. Then the second possibility is asantang va ajatang lobang nati me ajatang lobo ti pajanasi. So asantang, it's basically the same thing, except here it's in the negative. So non-existing greed internally, do you know there is for me no greed internally? There is no greed for me internally.
One of the things I'm finding confusing is the va at the beginning, santang va.
Yeah.
That va is setting up a relationship with the non-greed. It's not the existence or inward.
No. Yeah. This is a point I've made before, but just, you know, I'll repeat it. This is where, like, Pali differs from English. In English, we would say, take an example, it's sunny or cloudy. In Pali, the weather is sunny or cloudy. But in Pali, you see, in English, when we have an alternative, we just use one or between the two terms. But in Pali, usually, you would have or going with each term. So in Pali, we would say something like, it is sunny or it is cloudy or. In fact, I think that this is similar for the Chinese people. It's like Chinese when you have huojia, it goes with each term. Whereas and you put it even in front of the first term. So if you have, like, he's saying it's either red or white or blue, in Chinese it would be, it is or red or white or blue. So Chinese and Pali are similar in that respect. And English is the oddball in the group, because we only have one or. And similarly with and, you know, we would say, there's a dog and a cat in the room. But in Pali, they would say, there's a dog and a cat and in the room. Or rather, there is in the room a dog and a cat and. So the word cha will go with both terms. And also or goes with both terms. Then this is something over time you get used to it. But I could see why it would be confusing, you know, since you think the alternatives are between existing or internal. But the actual alternatives is existing or non-existing internally. Okay, so in this case, he's asking, putting it all together now, he's saying, What do you think, Sivaka? Do you know existing? Do you know greed existing within you, internally? There is for me greed internally. Or do you know greed not existing internally? There is not for me greed internally. Now I'm translating very literally, but if I were, you know, producing a literary translation, I would treat the Santangva Ajitang Lobang phrase, I would do it this way. I would say, when there is greed internally, do you know there is for me greed internally? Or when there is no greed internally, do you know there is for me, no, there is not for me, or there is no greed for me internally? Got it? Okay. You might as well do just one more sentence. Evang Bhante. So here, Evang, sometimes it means like thus or in such a way, but in replies to questions, it means yes. So he says, yes, Bhante. So let us stop here. And then since next time, you know, we have a repetition series here, so we'll get to the same structure in the next sentence. So you could look this over, and then if you have any questions on or anything unclear on the first sentence, it should get resolved when we come to the second. And oh, now I see what the subject of the question, what had been omitted from the sutta. The ascetic Sivaka came to the Buddha and he said, in what it is said, now I remember, it is said, Venerable Sir, or Bhante, that the Dhamma is sanditiko, that it's visible, sanditiko, akaliko, timeless, akaliko, ehipasiko, to be seen for oneself, or to be inspected by oneself, opanayako, leading inward or applicable, pachitang veditabo vinyuhi, to be known by the wise for themselves. Then he says, in what way, Bhante, is that the case? Then the Buddha says, well then, Sivaka, I will question you about that matter. As it seems good to you, so you should answer. Then it continues. Okay. Well, at least we got the full half hour here. So for this, I don't really need the backup, since this is okay. But don't erase it till I get this transferred. Okay, so let us end by doing the three bows to the Buddha. Second time, third time.
One pop the button.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Bhante.
Okay, bye bye.
Thank you, Bhante.
Okay, bye bye.
Bye, Ayah. Bye-bye, Jim.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Kim's last class from Westminster, Colorado. No? By next week, she'll be...
Will she be here?
What is that?
Yes. Did you see the shelf being empty now?
Oh, the image is very small. Let me just...
The shelves are empty.
Yeah.
She's moving here.
Is she coming here?
No, she's moving to another...
I have to move all the statues.
Yeah, I see that everything is gone.
Most of it. I hope to have the internet next week, so...
Yeah, now I see that I can see, now the picture is bigger, so I can see the shelves are under.
Yeah, they said they don't want any of the personal stuff, so we still...
Yeah. Okay, so... Okay, good day.
So...
And they also have a class on this this Friday. This Friday.
Yeah. Why? What is this Friday?
Friday. You want to touch your seal.
We have a fasting meditation
this Friday. That is a class. That is the Visuddhimagga class. Yeah, it's not for you, unless you want to go.
I mean, Sangha, Venerable Sangha Ananda, and then Evan next one year.
Oh, I see. Oh, because we've canceled so many of those Friday classes. They'll just have to be recorded. I mean, you just have to get the recording.
Yeah.
Maybe in the morning or something. Evening.
Oh, then that should be okay in the morning.
Start at 1.
Yeah. I have to go to the bathroom.
We have class Friday, Bunt?
That's the Visuddhimagga class, yeah.
This Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me just go to the bathroom.
Friday?
I don't think so.
No, I mean in the after that.
And you're still sitting here, that's a good sign. It must be so, we're here a long time.
sitting here, but not fall to sleep.
Yes, and wide awake.